Welcome to the Biohacking Superhuman Performance Podcast. My name is Natalie Nittam. I'm a nutritionist, a human potential and epigenetic coach, and I created this podcast to bring you the latest ways to take control of your health and longevity. We cover it all, from new technology to ancestral health practices, personalized interventions, and a very special interest of mine, peptides. Enjoy the show.
Hey folks, welcome back to the show. We have a great episode for you today, as always. Before we jump in, I want to thank you for being here. I'd like to encourage you to leave us a review if you're feeling moved to do so after listening to the episode. And of course, if you think that anybody in your circle would get value from this, then please make sure to share it with them. And my third ask from you is if you're wanting to keep in touch with me and abreast of all the things that are happening in my world, make sure to go to natnittam.com and sign up for my newsletter there, because that's where we talk about the podcast, we talk about biohacks I'm loving, and we also talk about all of the different events that I'm participating in over the next few months. And there's quite a lot of them, so definitely check it out. Now, let's thank our sponsors and talk about the episode. So our first sponsor is Armra. I discovered Armra Colostrum, and it has been a total game changer. While you can't possibly remember it now, it was that first milk, if you were lucky enough to be breastfed, that you would have had as a baby. And in true Mother Nature style, she would have packed it with everything you needed to thrive. Armra is a lot like that, but it is supercharged. It's a special concentrate of bovine colostrum filled with over 200 natural living ingredients that are seriously boosting human health. One of the main benefits of Armra's is skin health. If you struggle with puffiness and breakouts, Armra helps to combat inflammation and can even help to stimulate collagen production. Skin will feel plump, glowy, and healthier than ever, and it even seems to be more resilient to environmental damage. No more morning puffiness, even after a late night. Now, how else can it do that? Armra can enhance energy and fuel workouts like nothing else. You will recover faster, feel stronger, and see a difference in muscle tone. Research shows it can improve endurance, recovery time, and stamina. And finally, it helps with gut health, which means less bloating, better digestion, and even improved immunity. Armra's been a total game changer for me in the last few months I've been using it. It's not a pill. It's a great tasting powder, either the plain or the delicious blood orange formula. Both are amazing. And it's kind of like, I think of it as giving my body the building blocks it needs to thrive. So if you're looking for a natural way to boost your health, energy, and overall well-being, I totally recommend checking it out. You might just be surprised at what a difference it can make. Now, to try it out, go to tryarmra.com/nat and enter code NAT to get 15% off your first order. Now, let's talk about this episode. Now, I know you guys have heard of glutathione, and probably you're pretty aware that it has a real important role in fighting free radicals. You know, the glutathione is your body's own built-in detoxification champion. But in this episode of the Biohacking Superhuman Performance Podcast, we talk to Dr. Nayan Patel, the glutathione guy. And we discuss the details of glutathione. We dive deep. We talk about this glutathione, which is the most abundant molecule in the body. And if it's that, then we know that it's got to be important. It has amazing benefits for our health span and longevity when we can keep our levels healthy. We dive into glutathione's functions and even a few instances that may cause people to not produce glutathione as they need. This molecule is a major component in detoxifying the body and preventing oxidative stress. We also offer guidance on how to supplement glutathione and when or if you even need to supplement it. And we also talk about Dr. Patel's book, The Glutathione Revolution, about his discoveries of glutathione. And if you're interested in this topic, I highly recommend you check out this book. It's really well written. It's a great read and full of great, great, great nuggets of information. Now, Dr. Nayan Patel is globally regarded as the foremost go-to expert on absorbable forms of glutathione, and he holds the only patent on transdermal glutathione. Dr. Patel is highly sought after global authority on the critical role that glutathione and all other antioxidants and endogenous molecules play in the body. And along with traveling the world educating practitioners on advanced biochemistry and anti-aging science, Dr. Patel also serves as adjunct faculty at the University of Southern California School of Pharmacy, where he is also an alumnus. Fun fact, their product was in the Oscars swag bag for the celebrities. How cool is that? Now, to find out more about Dr. Nayan Patel, you can go to his website, which is aurowellness.com. And Auro is A-U-R-O wellness.com. You can get his book at that website. Just go aurowellness.com/glutathione-revolution. You can follow him on Instagram, Auro Wellness. And to access a special deal for you, our listeners, and to get your hands on either of the breakthrough formulas developed by Dr. Patel, you can go to aurowellness.com/Nat and use code NAT10 to save 10% off your entire purchase. All right, one more thing. You know you're obsessed with longevity if you've ever sat around wondering if you're truly taking care of yourselves. And if you've never sat around wondering that, then you probably should. Because I do. And I wanted to share a little bit about body bio supplements that truly can make a massive difference in your cellular health. I've used their products for the last several months, and I particularly love the phospholipid complex, or PC oil. PC is a biological substrate, a phospholipid that contributes to cellular membrane structure and function. You can think of it as the building blocks that make up the cell membrane. Functionally, PC oil enhances the free passage of nutrients into the cell while escorting waste out, enhancing the process of metabolism. And we all know that better cell metabolism equals better cellular health, which equals a healthier you. Now, with over 25 years as a family business, BodyBio consistently crafts its supplements in-house in the U.S., and they can guarantee that they are never oxidized or heat-treated. And you can visit BodyBio.com today and get 15% off your first order when you use code Natalie, and that's Natalie with an H, N-A-T-H-A-L-I-E.
Hey, folks, just a quick reminder that all of the information presented in this podcast is for information purposes only. No medical advice, no diagnosing, no treatments suggested here. Before you try anything that you hear about or learn about here, make sure that you check with your medical provider.
Welcome to the show, Nayan Patel. It is such a pleasure to finally have you here.
Yeah, I know we've been looking at this for a while, and I'm glad to be here today. So thank you very much.
Well, this is, for me, this is such a long overdue conversation. I mean, I remember learning about the topic that we're going to talk about today when I went back to school to become a nutritionist and seeing this whole antioxidant cascade, and, you know, which was really fascinating, right? How the body has this ability to recycle its antioxidants, and glutathione being like key to the whole process. And that was probably the first time I kind of glutathione hit my radar. And then later when I got into genetics, I found out that I have genes that make it that I'm not that good at making glutathione in the first place. So I was like, this is an interesting conundrum, right? So glutathione clearly is a very central molecule in our body. But before we jump into glutathione, which I'm guessing, like, have you always been all the glutathione guy, or what's your backstory? You don't have to spend too long on the backstory because we have a lot to talk about on the front story.
I understand. But no, I was not always the glutathione guy, because as a compounding pharmacist in Southern California, which was the starting point of doing compounding or customized medications in the United States, I was basically bombarded with questions about, hey, I want to make this make, I want to make that medications. And everyone was interested in making some products of vitamin C, because vitamin C was they thought that was the most easiest one as an antioxidant. And I told people, no, glutathione is better than vitamin C. And so after enough questions I got about vitamin C, I decided to work on glutathione. So yes, for the last 20 plus years, I have been working on glutathione. It's only been in the last 15 years, it's been very dedicated work on researching and developing product lines and making sure that they get absorbed in your body. So that was the last 15 years of my life.
Wow. So you mentioned something there, getting glutathione to where we need it. Like it's, and that frankly, it's the conundrum for almost any compound that we introduce into the body. Like it's all fine and good to swallow a pill, or frankly, even take an injection or whatever the case may be, or stuff it up your nose or let it sit under your tongue. But at the end of the day, this little molecule has to find its way to the place where we need it. And so there's endless conversation about it's bioavailable, it's not bioavailable. No, you need to take precursors. No, no, those don't work either. And well, there's a downside to this and the whole nine yards. And so I guess before we get to the bioavailability piece, let's talk about why. Why is it so, why, and reading your book, there's not a disease state. There's not a longevity question. There's nothing that is not affected by our glutathione status in some way, shape, or form. Even childhood things like autism or, you know, all the ADDs and ADHDs, like skin conditions, like literally everything seems to have a connection back in some way, shape, or form to the glutathione status of the individual. So maybe let's start unpacking glutathione to start with and help people to understand what it's all about.
And the reason it affects each and every parts of your body is because it's the most abundant molecule produced by humans. And that's the reason why if we produce a lot of it, that means it has a lot of use for it, right? Our job as clinicians to find out all the uses that glutathione can do. But my job was to figure out how to get inside your body in the first place.
Right.
For example, we assume that if you have something wrong in your eye, if you take eye drops, it's going to heal the eyes, right? And not necessarily. Then why do you take some pills to heal the eyes sometimes too, right? So the issue's always been, how can I get to the affected organs or affected area, and how do I get the medication inside as a medication? If it's a supplement, how do I get the supplements inside? So the question has always been, is how do I get a particular ingredient that we think is good for us into the target area where the body needs it, right? Yeah. And the only logical thing that we think about is the localities that, hey, if I have something wrong, if I have a cut over here, if I apply over here, the cut goes away, it says, it's healed, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're stomach needs something, okay, fine, I can take a pill, it goes to the stick in the stomach. What if the liver needs something? So the spleens or the kidneys or any of the organs or your heart. And so all of a sudden, people start thinking about it, because the only thing that we think about it is the proximity of the application. If your knees are hurting, you apply on your knees, and all of a sudden the knee pain goes away and say, oh my God, that's because I applied the gel right at the knee, right? Mm-hmm. Yet people take a pill for pain pills, and then the knee pain goes away too. So somehow it gets to that. Anyways, I'm just going rambling on about the same story. But the whole idea behind this thing is the glutathione is the most abundant molecule produced by humans. And that is the reason why it affects each and every components in our body. So Now the question you asked is, where does it help?
Or how? How about how?
How? So let's talk about how. So glutathione has two main, so to speak, what is it known for, right? Mm-hmm. It's known for something. Glutathione is known for two things, which is the most critical portion for us. One is that it neutralizes free radicals. Free radicals are these charged particles inside our body that is either produced by our own body from a form of chemical reactions, or it can be imported from outside sources when you're exposed to some sort of chemicals or some sort of sunlights or UV rays that is triggering your body to produce more of this reactive species. So these are electrically charged molecules that your body has to neutralize them. So glutathione has a way to actually absorb the electrical charge and make itself oxidized. And so it neutralizes the other molecule, but it itself gets oxidized in the process. And what happens is that the body is really smart. What it does, though, is take this oxidized glutathione, two of those molecules come together, combine them, and makes a friendship and makes it a stable molecule inside your body. And you don't lose it. It just, two of the oxidized glutathione comes together and make what is called a GSSG molecule, and it's a very stable molecule inside your body. You don't lose it. Then, with the help of other so-called antioxidants or a little bit of energy, so sunbathing is not not bad if you do for 5 minutes. Over 5 minutes, now it's getting destroying your body. For the first 5 minutes, it gives you enough energy to actually take this GSSG molecule and make glutathione again.
Oh.
So this is the process of recycling. So that's the first function.
Is that literally 5 minutes, or are you just saying 5 minutes arbitrarily?
I just say 5 minutes because it's a very short amount of time. Where and everybody's different. From it being helpful to being harmful.
Is this thing of saying once your skin starts to turn pink, it's time to bail out? So for some people that'll be 5 minutes. Other people might be 20. Depends on the time of day, where you are, like on a million different factors.
It's a lot of different factors. And yes, that's what we always recommend, the morning, because the morning, the sunrise are coming at an angle, not coming straight down on you. So it's not as hot. And there's a lot more beneficial effect to it versus doing it midday or 3 o'clock in the afternoon when it's scorching hot in the sun for maybe 2 minutes and you're burning yourself
up. Okay. So anyway, so it depends, but literally it's just the minimum effective dose of sunshine allows to recycle glutathione, that GSSH into two restored GSH molecules.
That's right. So that's the first function. The second function, it's a powerful conjugator. What does that mean? Conjugator. It binds to the known chemicals in your liver to make it water soluble, so you can either pee it out or you can dump it in the intestines and you can poop it out.
Right.
So that function is by far the most important function, because we are exposing ourselves to all these different chemicals. We are eating foods. We are slapping on some skincare products and shampoos. I don't use shampoo, but
whatever.
Whatever, right? It's so much stuff that people use on a daily basis. They are all chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, oh, this is the most natural product there is, but at the end of the day, they're still chemicals. Could be from a plant source, could be from an animal source, could be from the environmental sources. Regardless of where the source is, your body has to somehow figure out to get rid of it. So that conjugation pathways is what is activated by glutathione. It's the major conjugator. And so what you said earlier, that you have a gene mutation that you cannot produce glutathione, guess what? People have gene mutation where they cannot conjugate.
That's even worse.
That's even worse. So your body can produce it, but you cannot conjugate. Then what happens, right? And
you're stuck with the toxins.
You're stuck with the toxins, and it's just so evident in those young kids when they have those conjugation pathways defected, because it shows up on some sort of spectrum disorder like autism or Asperger's or somewhere in between, and these kids are literally suffering. And so helping them with detoxification pathways is very important. So these two is by far the most important thing that has been studied, that we have known for glutathione. And so this is what we advocate, is that at the very least, help neutralize the free radicals, help get rid of the toxins, because God knows we are not going to let go of our modern day conveniences. We are not. Yeah.
Well, and even if we did, you know, the air we breathe, especially for those of us who live in big cities, even medium cities now, right? Like, just the air you breathe is filled with all kinds of compounds and stuff that, I mean, frankly, you sit around a fire. you're inhaling compounds that your body is going to have to clear. Like, everything that enters your body through the skin, the air, whatever, has to be processed.
Yes.
And the waste has to be removed. So you say that it's the compound that we make most readily, we make the most of. And yet people are always talking about supplementing with glutathione and or precursors of glutathione. So there's a couple of different questions there. Let's start with the precursors, which NAC is a big one. So N-acetylcysteine, cysteine being the amino acid that is it the actual rate limiting amino, or one of the rate limiting amino acids for
it
making
is.
Glutathione?
It is. Because there are three amino acids, glutamine or glutamic acid, glycine, and cysteine.
Okay.
So our brain has a lot of glutamic acid, right? It's a byproduct. So unfortunately, we don't need to supplement a lot of glutamine, a lot of glutamic acid for that reason. glycine is also relatively available in your diet, so it's not a big issue. Cysteine is the one that is the scarce molecule in your diet. So having cysteine-rich foods like whey proteins or avocados or Brazilian nuts, you know, it helps you get those molecules inside your body. The cysteine combines with glycine and glutamic acid, three of them come together to make glutathione.
Okay.
But keep in mind, there are people that have gene mutation where they have the enzyme defect that they cannot combine those three amino acids together.
At all? Or at just
all. At all?
Oh, this is bad.
And so that's the bad news, right? It's not a lot of people. Again, we're doing gene testing for the last 15 years now. And so now we are finding out, oh my God, the problem is bigger than we thought it was.
Right? And so... so let me ask you this. So for someone like me who has one or two, because one of the things that I've always been taught and we seem to see over and over again, and sometimes we know them and sometimes we don't, but it seems to me that the body was built or was designed to have a lot of redundancies in place, right?
Yes.
So we know of, let's say, I don't know, let's say we know of four different pathways that through which we would be able to make glutathione. But, right. And so someone like me, let's say one or two of those pathways, it's not that it doesn't exist. It's just, it's not optimized. It doesn't work to capacity.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. It's not like you have zero glutathione levels.
No.
But the major function is shunted. So your body has to work over time. And it is at a cost of some other systems not getting the attention that it needs. Right. So I always say that, hey, if my job is to come to the pharmacy every single day and make medications, but if I'm at my house getting done with my wife fixing her garage for her one day, guess what?
Yeah,
I can do it. But the thing is, it's costing me of not helping my patients with their medications that day. And so there's always a cost. If your body's producing glutathione because by some other sources, it's taking job away from that particular source for doing some other things. So it's not that they have zero glutathione levels, but the major function is shunted or is compromised. And that's what your body is not going to be 100% optimizing.
Right. Because the body will deal with things based on a hierarchy of needs, right? It'll take care of the most important thing. And then the other stuff down below, which could be the longevity process versus the survival process, is going to kind of fall by the wayside. So, okay. So let's talk a little bit about this whole thing. So 15 years of looking at people's genes and noticing that most people are not optimized when it comes to glutathione. Is that what you're saying? Or
what we have found out is the numbers are pretty staggering. I believe they're upwards of 20% of the population. They have some sort of mutation where either their detoxification pathways are not fully optimized or they have not functioned correctly, because there's so many genes, right? If one enzyme is not working, there are seven different enzymes that are working. One is not working. Okay, so maybe that one enzyme may be affecting some pathways. Some medication that you take is not getting metabolized or getting out of the system. And then there's a phase two pathways where phase one is... you somehow break it down. And the phase two is you conjugate and you just dumped it. So if the breakdown process is not functioning, then the dumping process becomes very, very enormous tasks to get rid of. So then the need for glutathione actually skyrockets because the phase one is not functioning correctly.
Okay.
So sometimes it's not that the body cannot produce, is that the body cannot produce enough based to body's needs and demands are. And that change is what we have noticed in my patient population around the age of about 30.
That's young.
That's young. And of course, that's an arbitrary number. I mean, it could be 35 or 40 if you're completely healthy, not an issue, but it could be 15 or 10 if you have issues where your body cannot detoxify at all. Around the age of 30, how much your body can produce and what your body needs, there's a wedge. Small distance from needs to what our body can produce is the first time you're seeing that your body is not able, the body is not functioning optimally, right?
Yeah.
And then this wedge starts getting bigger and bigger, and it never closes the gap, right? Yeah. And so the issue is always becoming that, hey, can I supplement with something like NAC? Well, NAC is great, but you're still depending on your body's ability to produce the glutathione. So if the wedge is like this, and with the NAC, you can bump up a little bit higher, it's not going to go like this ever.
It's never going to go overboard. Yeah, that's interesting that you say, and it's funny, you know, because it is around that age of 30 or 35 when people start to notice, huh, I don't seem to be able to stay up as late and get up as early in the morning as I used to. I don't seem to be able to go out drinking and not feel it the next day the way I used to, or I don't seem to recover from my workouts quite as well as I like Pete, that I think it's around that age. Yep. And it doesn't, you know, and often that's that age where people might be starting, you know, to get more serious about their careers. So they have more stress. They're maybe starting a family. There's even more stress.
Bought their first house, maybe, you know, just got married. There's so much stressors that has changed now. Or they might have moved out of the parents' home, hopefully. Yeah. My kids not moving out. Hopefully you moved out too. But, you know, things like that, right?
Yeah. So does stress impact glutathione levels?
Absolutely does. Because when there's a lot of stress, there's your adrenal glands, right? When the adrenals are all stressed out, it's sending all the cytokines, all these immune markers in your body. That's the inflammation process. And those inflammation process has to be kind of nullified with the help of glutathione. Glutathione could be like your body's natural anti-inflammatory, right? Mm. So when you have high stress, you're depleting glutathione levels. When you're drinking alcohol, it gets processed through the liver. You're depleting your glutathione levels, and so the more you pound on stressors on your body, either from the foods, the drinks, the workload, or anything like that. It is actually depleting your levels of glutathione at all the times. And so the body has to keep on working harder and harder to replenish those levels back to you. And sometimes you just need to say, you know what? Can I just get something's help right now temporarily so I don't have to think about making this product in my body all the time, right?
Right.
So
right.
Having that supplement, and that's why the word called supplements is just a supplement. It's not to take over. I say, you know right. what? Take a rest, never have to make it again. I'm going to give it to you, everything. No, we're not doing that.
Dangerous game.
It's a dangerous game. Absolutely dangerous game. So all we're doing is we just take a rest. We're going to supplement for you for a little bit.
Okay. So in your book, you also talk about the link between, like, it's really, and the book doesn't say it, we have all the answers yet, but there's these interesting correlations between, and in some cases you do have the answers. So, but the interesting correlations between, we mentioned it earlier, children with autism who also have low glutathione status. But even in neurodegenerative disease, you're talking about observed lower levels of glutathione in people with certain, and you give one case study. I mean, I think we're not quite at the point where we can say, oh, glutathione is going to solve the problem of XYZ, but there seems to be, like, you keep talking about, like, you know, so we look at this and glutathione's really low in these people. And in some cases you're able to say, look, and when we replenish the glutathione, things start to look better. In the case of, for example, autism, is that a universal thing, or is that just in some children with autism if they happen to fall into this bucket of the kids who are very depleted in glutathione? Like, there's a story there about a little 2-year-old little girl that is
7-year-old.
Really, is she seven? She's what?
7-year-old girl.
Oh, wasn't there one about a 2-year-old baby? The mother was sitting in the parking lot in the dark and she had this little small child. Maybe she was seven. Anyway, she had a little girl who had these crazy tantrums all the time. She was completely miserable and she couldn't sleep. And I don't know how they came across the glutathione, and they started giving the child glutathione, and all of a sudden, I mean, it's not like the child was cured, but all of a sudden the tantrum started to decrease, and then she started to sleep, so she was less miserable. It was a very interesting story.
I could be wrong, but I think she was a 7-year-old. And because I got a big old letter from her mom one time, and I saw teardrops on the letter too. It was just heartwarming, because the daughter hasn't slept for 7 years or something like that, for a long amount of time. So if the daughter hasn't slept for 7 years, guess what?
Neither has the mother. Yeah.
Neither has the mother. And so we have no idea if the glutathione was going to be helpful for her or not. So somebody suggested that you should try glutathione. And so she got some glutathione supplementation. It was some oral glutathione liquid that they get. It was a yellow color liquid. I think it was liposome, some technology that they were using. And so she was using that for about 3 months and did not see a relief in the patient. And so she kind of poo-pooed the idea and just let it go. And a year went by, and the same person that talked to the mom asked her the same question again. I said, hey, what happened? Did you try the glutathione? I said, yeah, I tried this product and it did not work. I said, what? Which product did you try? I said, they said that there was a liquid product. I said, no, I told you to get the topical one. I said, oh, it was a little expensive. She goes, oh my God, really? Come on, I'll buy for you. And so the guy really bought the mom the product for her to try on her daughter. And in 2 weeks, I get a letter. Mm-hmm. I said, the first time I've slept through the night in 7 years. Wow. And that letter, we still have the letter even today's date. It was just incredible. And I asked her, are you a literature professor? Because the letter was so hard. It was so succinct and it was so good. I said, and she goes, no, this is how I felt. Exactly how I felt. But you're right. Not all autism kids have this issue with glutathione deficiency.
Right.
It's a multifactorial problem.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
What's the cure for Alzheimer's? My God. You know what? There are, if you look at every single thing that can go wrong to get Alzheimer's, you need 150 different types of medications to treat Alzheimer's. And we're trying to treat with one medication. It's never going to come through.
Well, right? And it's a spectrum, right? All of these things are spectrums. And they're driven by different factors and different people. But it seems that in this case, if glutathione is the issue, then replenishing or supplementing glutathione, helping the body with the glutathione, seems to be able to have a material impact on the person's outcome. So
she was sleeping better, and you're right. When you sleep better, everything started falling into places. Now she was focusing better, so now she could get better education. Now she was not having tantrums, so the mom was able to think clearly, because with the child screaming at all times, as a mom, you cannot think. I just want her to shut up, right? It was so difficult for the mom to deal with it. And the husband was running a big company and he was never home all the time. So mom was stuck dealing with this child all the time. And she was just up to her ears about dealing with it. So it's not that the glutathione will cure all the problems, God no. But what it did was it gave the patient the sanity so the mom can work with for the rest of the stuff. So the therapy started working for her.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's an amazing story. And it is incredible how sometimes, you know, as much as you say, there's no one thing that's going to solve any one of these complex problems. It is amazing sometimes how one thing can make such a big difference, though, without solving the whole problem. You know what I mean? Like, it's remarkable. Like, the other group of people that you talk about, and, you know, this will affect even more people, is in diabetes. And you talk about in diabetes that people who are diabetic are deficient in glutathione. Like, that is a thing.
It is a thing. And the story that's in there is my uncle.
Yes.
And I had no idea, right? So my dad asked me for the product all the time. So I give it to him. And I tell him, Dad, no, don't say anything, because this product is not launched to the public yet. So don't say anything at this point. I'm still trying to figure things out at this point. So don't say anything to anybody. So I said, okay. He, you know, when he gets too excited, he gets a little chatty, right? So anyway, so next day, his brother comes around And he goes, oh, you know, try this product. My son made it, right? So he gives him a few bottles. And he goes, just spray like four sprays like twice a day. Just don't think about it too much, right? And stop drinking too much alcohol. And that's what he said. While you're at it too.
Lay off the booze. Yeah.
And so 9 months later, he comes to visit my dad again. My dad calls me up and says, hey, your uncle is here. Come see him. I said, okay, I'll be there. Right? So I went to see him. And the first thing I saw him, I said, my God, what happened to you? I mean, his smile was cheek to cheek. He lost 40 pounds. He looks fantastic. I said, what the heck did you do? Right? He goes, I'm not going to tell you what I did. I'm going to show you what I did. Right? So he pulls up. He goes to a local HMO here in California. Pull up his lab records and showed me in March, my A1C level was 14.1. I said, what? I said, yep, my A1C was 14.1. Three types of insulins, three medications, six different drugs, and one of them was a combo drug. So a total of seven different ingredients every single day to control the diabetes, and his A1C was 14.1.
Wow.
I said, and September, which was what, March or September, 6, 8, 9 months, maybe whatever that is. His A1C level, 7 months. His A1C level was 5.4, 5.7, something like that. I said, and I said, now I'm only on one medication, which is metformin, which is not a diabetic drug, and mm-hmm. one more pill. No insulin. No other medications, just two different medications. And now since we have a combination, he just takes one pill. His A1C level is back to normal. Diabetes is controlled. All it did was, guess what? It enhanced the body's cleaning mechanism. It got rid of all those issues that the body had. And by that, his diabetes came under control. And now now the doctor is so happy because now he can control the diabetes, because before that, it was just uncontrollable.
Okay, so it being the glutathione topical product.
Yeah, yes.
That's all he did. But he stopped drinking also.
No. So
he didn't stop drinking. Okay.
No, he is, I hope he doesn't listen to this podcast.
It's doubtful. It's D for doubtful. What are the odds?
he's in Napa Valley.
Oh. Okay, so he lives the wine lifestyle. Yeah.
And he's a chef over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Chefs are notoriously tough.
And so if you're in Napa Valley, if you're doing Indian fusion catering for any of your wedding, more than likely you're going to get him to be the chef.
Wow. Okay. I've got a soft spot for Indian fusion food. So,
yeah. Yeah. So
glutathione, replenishing his glutathione, ultimately what you're saying is by giving the body that big hand, by restoring access to glutathione, what it did is it's almost like it took this giant burden off the body to have to meet its glutathione needs, which frankly it couldn't do. It allowed for the processing in the liver of the toxins that it needed to process, which probably then frees up energy from the body to do all the other things it needs to do.
That's pretty much it, right? It's like, if you have so much things in your body that needs to be get rid of it, how do you do that without not affecting any other parts of the body? So we just did that physically, got rid of all the stuff out, and the body started functioning better. It still is medication, but now it's much, much better controlled. And what it's been now close to 8-9 years, he has not gained the weight back. And that's the best part.
And he's still a chef in Napa.
He's still a chef in Napa. He still drinks wine maybe once or twice a week.
Okay, so he's modest in his wine drinking, though.
He's modest. He's he doesn't drink every single day, but he always drank at least one or two glasses every Friday, Saturday, and he still has it.
But that's not a horribly unreasonable drinking pattern, right? It's the people that are drinking a bottle Friday night and Saturday night.
Yeah, but for diabetics, any alcohol is not good for you. In fact, for anybody. I drink alcohol once in a while. I try not to drink at all, but I still have it once in a while. But any alcohol is actually not good for us. It just has so much different triggers in your body that is, it's, if if it's up to me, I will probably tell everybody not to drink alcohol, but that means I don't shut myself down too. So,
well, you know, there's no RDA for alcohol. There's no, you know, God, Lord knows the wine industry, the red wine industry tried so hard to jump onto that whole resveratrol thing. Say, look, it's coming from the grapes. But no, the alcohol piece, definitely. There's no upside. Okay, so let's talk a bit more about glutathione let's talk about glutathione and longevity. I mean, you know, it's funny. I think once you start to understand how glutathione is working in the body and how crucially important it is, how it kind of tips those dominoes at the beginning of the domino train that allows it to pick up momentum. It almost seems like a silly question, but let's paint the picture for people on the, you know, who now are saying, okay, well, I'm a reasonably healthy person. I don't have a chronic disease that I know of. And I'd like to live a really long, healthy life. Is glutathione clearly is going to play a pivotal role on this longevity piece. And in the book, you talk a little bit about glutathione and its protective influence on DNA. And DNA damage, we know, is one of the hallmarks of aging. And it's one of the reasons why things start to go sideways in the body. And so maybe do you want to speak to that a little bit? And did I misunderstand that piece or did I get that right?
No, yeah. You got it right. It's if you look back the last couple of years, there's a longevity summit that happens in Germany or Denmark or someplace every single year. And they always talk about all the hallmarks of aging. Mm-hmm. Right? It starts from two things. One is DNA lesions, mm-hmm. something that is damaging the DNA, and what the cause of all these damages are. And so they always look at the what causes the damage in the DNA, and always comes back to, if you peel the onion all the way back, anytime there's a change in the DNA, there's a change in the metabolic processes, or there's genomic instability, or the body cannot sense the nutrients that you eat, and all those things. Anyways, if you go back, the starting point has always been from either UV light, sunlight, or some sort of oxidative stress that caused the problem.
Right, oxidative stress, yeah.
So
yeah.
When I talk about longevity, yes, if I look at all the pieces that compass longevity, it used to be 8 different things, now it's 13. Hopefully this year doesn't make it to 25, I hope not. But you know, all these things that people talk about that you have to do, the top is to stop the RS species from actually getting out of control. So mm-hmm. I get this example all the time. Now, people may not get this. This young whippersnappers may not get this one at this point, but
they will
get it, because when I was growing up, there was no computers, right? We had a stack of papers, we'd be writing on a table.
I'm with you, but I still have my paper and pen. I'm just here to tell you.
Exactly. We had a stack of papers, and I mean, the ideal place to do your work would be by a window, because you can see the nature. So windows are open, the breeze is coming in, and everything, a single thing. So that happened. Let's say the window is open, you have a stack of paper, you're writing things down, and a breeze comes over and takes all your papers and just shoves in the room. What do you do first thing? Do you close the window or do you pick up the paper?
It depends on the day. It would be a good idea to close the window first.
Because it's still windy. It's still windy. The first thing you do is you close the window, and everybody thinking say the same exact thing. But guess what? We only get paid for picking up papers. We don't get paid to close the window. Right? Think about it. If you look at all the healthcare system that we have, we get paid to fix the problems, but not preventing the problem.
Yeah.
Prevention. So I would say that stopping the RS species from getting overactive in your body is closing the window. You got to do that first. You have to close the window. Glutathione by far is the most abundant molecule produced by the humans to control the RS species in the first place. Once that is under control, You still have to go pick up the paper, by the way. We don't have somebody else going to pick up the paper for you. You're still going to go pick up the paper. But sometimes picking up paper becomes a very easy task because you can just pile together, just put it over there and you're done.
Yeah, it's not flying around the room. Yeah.
It's not in the room anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at longevity piece as, okay, close the window, close the damage it's already causing right now. If I can do that part effectively with glutathione, then glutathione, by the way, it also helps with the other portions as well. And so it will help the other people to go pick up the papers or clean the body from inside from other parts of the body. And hopefully, I'm not talking about increasing years in your life. When I talk about lifespan, we literally talk about health span. I mm-hmm. want to be fully functional until the last day on this planet for you.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And so that's mm-hmm. the whole point. And glutathione, I believe, is not a longevity drug, but it is absolutely a health span drug.
Hey guys, Inside Tracker. Do you want to add more healthy years to your life? Not just a longer life, but the ability to do the things you love in your 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond? Well, Inside Tracker can help you optimize your health span so that you live healthier for longer. They do this by providing personalized plans based on your body's data. Inside Tracker tests your blood, DNA, and can sync with your fitness tracker and then provide clear science-backed recommendations like nutrition, exercise, supplementation, and lifestyle recommendations. I've recently done my Inside Tracker test and I love it. It's helped me dial in when to have a rest day to improve recovery, and it's helped me to know if I'm fueling my body well. Inside Tracker also recently added hormone testing to their plan, and that plan already includes important markers like ApoB, the heart health indicator, vitamin D, magnesium, and cortisol. It includes 47 biomarkers. You can also test your DNA and even get your inner age, which is a biological age calculation, along with recommendations on how to lower that inner age. Now, Inside Tracker is running a special deal for you listeners. All you have to do is go to InsideTracker.com and use code NIDDAM, N-I-D-D-A-M, to save 20% off your purchase. And then let's get back to the episode. It is longevity in the sense that look at children who have that genetic defect and who can't make glutathione or who can't conjugate in their liver. Like, it's a pretty big obstacle to their longevity unless somebody figures out a way to fix it or to supplement it for them. So I think not that taking glutathione is going to help you and I think this is one of our big challenges, right? I was telling you before we started recording the podcast, there's this one compound, there's some guy running around saying, oh yeah, take this for 2 years and you'll live 20 years longer. And it's like, you know, that's the most ridiculous statement on the planet. There are 10 million different ways to shorten your life.
Yeah.
So having said that, I think what's really interesting about glutathione, and it's what you mentioned just now, is that it is acting at the very pinnacle of the beginning of the damage. And so if you can mitigate that, if you can moderate it so that it's not as overwhelming to the system to allow the body to do its thing, you've got a leg up. I mean, it doesn't mean you still don't also have to do all the other things that you need to do, but it definitely takes care of that piece. And as we said earlier, maybe frees up the body's energy to deal with other things that are going on. It just doesn't have to deal with this one. So two more things I want to talk about while we're here today. I want to talk about bioavailability because people are constantly arguing about, you know, you can pick up any number of supplement bottles and there's going to be glutathione or NAC in the ingredient list, right? And yes, you mentioned earlier liposomal glutathione, that in that instance, it didn't seem to be helpful, certainly not to the degree that the transdermal was. And, you know, people are going to sit there scratching their heads kind of going, well, wait a minute. How is it possible that you could spray something on your skin that would be more effective than taking something into your body? And so I'd love to touch on the different ways of introducing glutathione into the body. There's glutathione, the liposomal liquids, which I think are a step up probably from just pure
capsules.
Yeah. And then there's IVs. which are probably, I mean, you're going to tell me how effective they are, but they're certainly not practical on a day-to-day basis. No. And then we have this new delivery method, which is transdermal, which, so.
All right. So we talked about NAC already. It's a precursors. And so we know that the precursor has their own limitations as to how many people can take the precursor and combine them to the glutathione. So, of course, the trend is can we take glutathione supplementation itself? By the way, FDA has only approved NAC as a molecule to improve glutathione levels. And the reason is because I don't think so that glutathione by itself has ever shown the same efficacy what NAC can do to, anyways. So there's no added benefit of taking glutathione supplementation besides taking NAC to improve the glutathione levels. And there's numerous studies that have been done over the years. And I'll tell you what happens. So when you take liposome liquid of glutathione, there was a study that was done in 2011 where they give the 13 kids and they measured the glutathione levels and all the amino acids levels in the blood. What they saw was there was an immediate increase of all the three amino acids, cysteine, glycine, and glutamic acid in the blood. And eventually they saw a rise of the glutathione level.
Okay.
And so the assumption was, glutathione got absorbed because they saw a rise of glutathione level. In reality, what was happening was glutathione, when you take it, it was deconstructed by the body, reabsorbed into the bloodstream, and the body was trying to put the things together. So it was deconstructing and reconstructing inside your body. Now, we already
know. This is when they were taking NAC? Sorry,
This was when they were taking liposome forms of glutathione.
Okay.
Or anything. All right. It doesn't really matter which form they were taking. Their body was deconstructing it and reconstructing once you absorb all the amino acids. And so even though the glutathione levels was increasing, it was not increasing because of absorption. It's because the body was taking the protein or the tripeptide, breaking down into amino acids and reabsorbing the amino acids and making the glutathione again. Okay? What's the big deal? Well, for average person, no, nothing. But for the 20-30% of the population where they have the gene mutation where they cannot put things together, they got problems. So that was the one issue. Second one, there was a study done on intravenous form of glutathione. And by the way, no glutathione has ever been approved in the world, not just United States or Canada, but the whole world, never been approved any glutathione product. There's only a couple of glutathione IVs have been approved for very specific use for cisplatin-related neurotoxicity for cancer patients only. And for temporarily, it's not for wide use. It's very narrow focus, and you're not supposed to use for anything else besides that one. And the reason is because that study, 1991, the study was done, and you can just put in your favorite PubMed search and find out that article, that glutathione, when it got even injected into blood, it only stays in the plasma, never to the blood cells, which is usually not a big deal. But what the plasma, what the kidney did was they filtered the plasma out and they did not dump the glutathione back into the blood again. Because the kidney fills it out and puts it back inside. What they saw was a tenfold increase of cysteine in the blood.
Just the amino acid.
So guess what happened? Body took the glutathione, deconstructed it, absorbed the cysteine, already had the glutamic acid, the glycine again, and then reconstruct again. So even though the levels were rising, it was not because the body was absorbing it. The body was breaking it down, reabsorbing it, and putting things together. I mean,
wouldn't that drive like a net positive on the glutathione status, though?
It will definitely do that part.
Okay.
For a lot of people, but not for everybody. But
right.
But here's the second part. The half-life, how long is it in the body, was only 14.1 minutes.
So it's not sticking around very long.
So now the question is, can I do IVs in my house every half an hour, every 1 hour?
Yeah, no.
That's when the issue came around, right? So that was the issue. And And it's okay to take some of the supplementations, and it's okay if your body has a bit to break it down, put it together, and things like that. It's okay. But those 20, 30% of the population where they cannot do that at all, they needed something that your body does not have to do any of those work.
Right.
Use it and get the job done, right? It's like if you ask me that, hey, I need $100, I say, great. I have a job for you.
Right.
Well, I need $100 right now because I had to put a gas in my car and I had to go someplace. Give me a job right now is not going to solve my problem. I mean, a job that gets me $100 tomorrow, yes, I can get that part. But to fill up the gas in my car right now, I need
Not gonna
cash
happen.
right now.
Yeah,
It's
yeah,
not going to
yeah,
happen.
yeah.
And so when your body needs glutathione right there and there, and you tell it that, hey, I'm going to give you some amino acids. I said, well, I cannot work because I'm underage or I have these deformities or I cannot get this job done. So I really need the actual product. And so people, they have this issue, they're having results like this. I mean, literally like that. I have any doctors' conventions I go to, and I talk to the doctors. Most of the places that I go to are all functional medicine, integrated medicine doctors. And the reason they are there because they themselves are the patient's number one.
Yes.
They themselves had the issues in the beginning. So they changed to become, I said, there has to be a more comprehensive approach to my own problem. And a lot of those people have enzymatic defect where they cannot process glutathione. I always find one or two every single conference I
Really?
go to. They'll apply the glutathione. It goes, oh, it takes about 20, 30 minutes to kind of kick in. And then if you use it for every single day, twice a day, you should probably see some results in about 2 to 4 weeks. They will apply it, and literally in 5 minutes, they say, oh, I had no idea I had a brain fog. Something just cleared my mind. And they never thought because they've been living with that fog for 30, 40 years. They thought it was normal. And all of a sudden, somebody just cleared the fog from the brain. And he says, oh my God, what is this? And so, talking about the brain, you can ask me an earlier question. I don't know if we are going off the tangent right now. A question about neurological issues. I touched a little bit about that one only because brain is 2% of a body weight, 2%. Yet it consumes 20% of the total oxygen that we breathe every single day. Oxygen is one of the components becomes RO species. So the highest number of oxidative stress we have in a body is, guess where? It's your brain. So by all means, for nothing else, I want to keep, you know what? I can be 120 years old, or I can be 60 years old. If I'm 60 years old, if I have Alzheimer's, I want to die. I don't want to live, right? And 120 year olds, the only reason people are surviving that long is if they have the brain, because without brains, it's not worth living. And so I always say, figure out a way how to reduce oxidative stress in your brain, and you can see the brain function better. And again, that's just one of the very simple thing, because again, if we can close the window, we can pick up the pieces someplace else. Because Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, Huntington's, all these diseases is such a huge problem. We thought Parkinson's is a movement disorder. No, it's a big problem, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Alzheimer's, oh, it's just a memory issue. No, it's a huge problem, right? And so we just one piece of the gigantic therapy that the people are going to need. We just one piece of that one.
But basically, what we're talking about here for people who aren't familiar with your product is we're talking about a spray that you apply to the
Sorry.
abdomen. That's okay. Like essentially over the liver, ideally, right?
Liver or the arms, any non-hairy area, because the base that we use is very sticky. It's
So it
not
is
very.
sticky. And so I'm going to give people a heads up. It's sticky and you smell like egg. Well, rotten egg. Well, you smell like sulfur, really,
Sulfur, yeah.
for a few minutes. It doesn't last.
No, 2 minutes.
It's a couple of minutes, but like, can you talk a little bit about number one, why the sulfur smell, like it's escaping? Yep. And number two is, what sorcery have you done without giving up any patents or trade secrets that makes it that you can spray this sticky, smelly stuff on your skin and actually have it move the needle systemically or in a person's brain or wherever the case may be?
I know. So this is where I'll tell you that us humans are pretty smart animals on this planet, but we are nothing smarter than the science, right? Mm-hmm. So when I started discovering this molecule, I had one thing in my mind. I wanted to make something that the people can use it. And I said that, and my partner in crime, my PhD, says, no, let the science lead you where you want to go, right? And so when you take the glutathione molecule, there's the cysteine group is the one that smells like sulfur. So okay. My first patent was to put a cap on that sulfur group so you can smell it, but it doesn't get oxidized. Once the smell is gone.
Oh, it doesn't escape. Okay.
Once the smell is gone, it's already oxidized.
Mm.
Then there's no odor to it. So smell is actually the odor. So we kind of dampen the smell a little bit, not a whole lot. We put a chemical cap. You can still smell a smell to it. And some people, I mean, if you just smell the real glutathione without the chemical cap on there, it smells really bad, like rotten eggs, right? Okay. We have done to put a chemical cap on this, so it still smells it. It's not so bad, but it's still there, right? So mm-hmm. That's the first patent. The second thing what we did was we took a bunch of sugar molecules and we kind of twisted the glutathione a little bit into the small beads. When we did that part and we kind of compact them, it can get through like small little cells through your skin inside your body. And so that's the dual technology that we have to get the glutathione, compress it. But the sugar or the polysaccharides is sticky.
Yeah.
It's sticky. So when you apply it on your skin, it's kind of a little bit sticky, has the sulfur odor to it. But in about 2 minutes, everything is gone.
Yeah.
Where did it go? Inside. And that's the whole piece of the technology kicks in. And as I said, the results are as little as 5 minutes. We have seen in some of the physicians themselves, and as much as 2-3 months. If you're looking at a doctor, I mean, all those people are checking their blood tests to see, have they improved the needle? Have they changed the oxidative stress markers? Have they moved the needle on the metabolic disorders that they're working with? The doctors are seeing that, hey, my treatment now is becoming more effective since we have optimized the glutathione levels, because now all that excess junk is out of the system, so the therapy is getting better for them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the system also is not working as hard trying to do that job. So it's topical administration. It's a little bit smelly at first. There was another, I think it was in the book at the very beginning, you talk about a child or someone who had really bad, is it eczema on the skin, and they applied it there's a few topical applications onto wounds and definitely, and I think it was eczema or was it psoriasis where it was applied topically and it was shocking how it it was helpful.
Those we have multiple stories of those as well. So there was a kid that we do. We have another nurse practitioner herself. She had some autoimmune condition with folliculitis. So just gets welchy all over the body. And she just takes some autoimmune drugs for those and try to keep the immune system calm and quiet all the times. And literally a week of applying glutathione topically, it's been, 4 or 5 years now that she has never got an attack again.
And so has she kept using it for 4 or 5 years?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
so you have to keep using it.
Yeah. So, well, the thing is, again, if this is a longevity medicine, mm-hmm. if you're a health span medicine, the wind is always blowing. You've got to mm-hmm. keep the window shut. There's no latch on the window, so you got to mm-hmm. hold it at all times. So to keep the window shut at all times, you need the glutathione to keep the RS species in check at all times. Glutathione is like what we call it's a Goldilocks effect.
Yeah.
It, you need the RS pieces a little bit because a little stress in your body is actually good for you because it makes you more resilient, but more stress is damaging your body.
Right. So how do people walk that line? Yeah.
Exactly. So the whole idea is I want to make sure that the RS pieces never go zero completely ever. But it's very minimal. So it keeps your body chasing the resiliency all the time. So that was my first 2-3 years of my life. I spent time to figure out how much to give. How do we come up to sprays twice a day? That was the thing. I did that study long time ago to figure out at how much stuff do I need to give you. Of course, I didn't do the study. It was one of the physicians I worked with in Utah did the work for us. And it was amazing. He figured out, I said, I'm going to apply 2 sprays, 4 sprays, 8, 10, 12, 16, 20 sprays twice a day. And he figured out, I said, oh, you just give 4 sprays and it just gets them high enough, doesn't go overboard. It's not like completely zero. It still have a little bit of RS pieces, but it's like high enough to quench everything else out.
Right. So it's 4 sprays twice a day.
Twice a day, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the last little piece we're going to touch on briefly, just as a pre-intro to the next episode we're going to do together, because we both decided that, you know, we couldn't do everything in one episode. So it does have, there's something about glutathione that has very specific and special benefits for skin, and particularly aging skin. So we just talked about skin, you know, some skin disorders where it might be very helpful applied topically there, but you have fantastic skin, let me just say, and I've met you in person. Like, looking good on camera is one thing, but looking good in person is another. So you have amazing skin. So tell us a little bit about your journey on the skin products that you've now created, which obviously you could probably take the glutaryl and use it on your skin, but that would be unpleasant.
Yeah, no, we have something like that on the skincare brand as well. So yeah, I was making skincare line for my friends and family only for the first 4 or 5 years because I didn't want to make a skincare brand. It's just too daunting of a task to launch a skincare brand. So I said, you know, I just make for friends and family. And then family started asking, I said, hey, they all compliment about my skin and they want to know what I'm using. So I said, my husband makes me something in the pharmacy. I said, oh, I want to try some. and all of a sudden, they want to buy it now. I said, I don't know. I don't want to sell it. I make for you and just use it. No. We want to buy this product. And all of a sudden, so after 4 or 5 years, I said, you know what? Okay, fine. I'll create a skincare brand and I'll make the product. And of course, they will give you all the advice in the world, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, you should make this, you should make that. I said, no, I don't want to make everything.
Yeah.
I know what my technology is and I know what I'm good at it. So you're right. So we do have a skincare brand. We are launching a skincare line completely. And glutathione is by far the most important antioxidant the body produces. It's not that the vitamin C is not good, but guess what? Vitamin C is foreign to humans. We don't make it.
That's right.
We make glutathione to deal with our own problems. Yet vitamin C serums, you can buy it at a gas station nowadays. It's crazy. You can buy every vitamin C serum everywhere. And so I said, I want to change that world. I want to change that world and give the people the option to, have you tried glutathione before on your face? I know it's smelly and sticky. It is not very cosmetically appealing. But the way your skin looks and feels afterwards, I'm sure you're going to deal with the smell and the stickiness a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And so is your skincare smelly and sticky, or did you figure that out?
Just the glutathione part.
Just a little piece, a little bit.
You know, I'm not very smart. I do not, I cannot figure every single thing
out. I think we can all disagree with that statement, yes.
I cannot figure every single thing out. And for 13 years, I was trying to deal with the smell and the stickiness. And the end of the day, I said, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. It's such a simple molecule. There are only like 4 or 5 ingredients inside the whole product line. I said, when nature comes so compact together, how can I change it?
Yeah.
How can I change it? I can leather up the smell with some whole bunch of chemicals.
Yeah.
Or give it the way it is. And so we decided, and by the way, every pundits in the world have told me this part. I'm talking about my celebrity clients and some celebrity dermatologists, the world-renowned speakers. I said, Nan, your products are very, very good. I don't doubt about that one. I've used it myself. They're excellent. I'll use it myself, but you'll never be a major brand because people want something that smells good and feels good. And your product doesn't smell good or feel good. The third part, it has to work, which is yours does work, and it works better than most of the products out there. But the first two people, first two things are going to drive people away. So,
well, so then this is for the hardcore skincare enthusiast. This is not for the weak-hearted. And I, and to be clear, you know, even with the spray, that the abdominal spray, it, you don't walk around smelling like eggs. Like at the, you know, it's a few minutes, it's a couple of minutes really. And then you put on some moisturizer or whatever afterwards and it's all good. And actually I use unscented moisturizer and it just, you know, it just kind of helps to me. I find like it mitigates the stickiness a little bit and then it's, and then I don't even think about it again. So, so yeah, so this skincare brand is for people in the know who are interested in efficacy over everything else.
Yeah. It, for me as a pharmacist, I only want to make product that actually works. And with my technology, guess what we can do? We can take any known ingredients that we know are good for you, shrink it, and give it to you. So you know, this small surface area that we have to put so much products on there to get the benefit, I can pick, I can take four or five different major brand products, shrink into the particle size, full concentration, and give it to your face.
So like you're like micronizing them, basically.
Absolutely.
Wow.
That's the technology we have. So we'll dive into the more in detail about every single ingredients, what they do, why we pick these ingredients, every single thing. We can talk about that one.
For sure. Well, I'm looking forward to that. But in the meantime, I think that this is, it definitely is an eye-opening discussion on glutathione and how pivotal it is to human health in so many ways. And so it's one of those, it it becomes one of those compounds that becomes part, should be part of everybody's foundational stack. Like I always have, you know, what are the things, what are the four things or five things that we should all be taking? And there's very few, but so just in closing, is there anyone who should not take glutathione? And also there is a point of too much is not so great for most people. Yeah. Yes. My gut is in today's world, it would be hard to hit that point, but but
we might hit with my product too sometimes, but you're right. So people that cannot take glutathione or should not take glutathione are my young people, like 20, 25, 30 year old maybe or under.
Yeah.
Their needs are not very high unless you have a very bad behavior and you have pretty large toxins, known toxins, there are legal toxins in your body, whatever it could be, or paraphernalia. If you're using a lot of those, then yes, you may need some help to detoxify your body. Otherwise, starting at about the age of 30, I think there's a very good chance that your body is going to need some sort of supplementation. In terms of patients with conditions, well, always check with the doctor, but some of the oncologists may prefer you not take glutathione. And that's because the knowledge base is very small when it comes to glutathione research. But regardless, they're the one treating you. So please listen to them. And if you say no, then don't take it.
Yeah, they get pretty touchy about antioxidants for sure.
Yes,
last question, hangover helper? Not, we're not giving anybody a license to drink, but on the off chance that you accidentally kind of mistook the glass of wine for a glass of water seven times in a night. Not that that ever happens to me. Honestly, it doesn't because I don't like wine that much, but for the odd person who that might happen to by accident, would doing a little extra glutathione that night before bed and in the morning maybe be helpful?
Well, the glutathione actually helps metabolize. If you look at the metabolic pathway of alcohol, glutathione is the one that is actually processing the alcohol and making those various metabolites. So chemically, yes, it is processing the alcohol. But keep in mind, the processed alcohol, the acetaldehyde, the toxin that is created for the process, is still neurotoxic. You're still buzzing like crazy. So you're absolutely impaired. You cannot drive whatsoever. But the good thing is that that known toxin has a short life in your body. So that will be gone within a couple of hours.
Right.
So yes, so there's a very good chance that if you can process the alcohol fast enough into the various metabolites, the body can get rid of the metabolites faster. So when you wake up in the morning, you don't have that bad of a day.
Yeah, you might not feel like death quite as much.
But if you still have it, please apply the glutathione again in the morning, which you will do anyways twice a day. And hopefully that will help, because it depends on how much you drink, right? People drink.
Yeah, no, within reason, obviously. Okay. All right. Well, where do people find you, Nayan? Where do they find out more about your amazing work? You have a great book. I love your book.
Thank you.
You know, it's friendly reading, right? It's not dry. You're a good storyteller. So,
well, I had to, because the thing is, that's how I remember things. I only remember stories. I don't remember didactic information. Nobody does, right? People love stories. People love movies. So I just paint a picture and say, hey, picture's telling me this story. So please remember the story. So please help support me by buying a book. That's how you support any author and their work, of course. So thank you for doing that part. But yeah, you can visit my website. It's aurowellness.com. It's AuroWellness.com. And I have a lot of blog articles that I write, and they're all online. Read through them. Read through some testimonials that we have received from our clients. Keep in mind that almost 60% of the testimonials, we can't even publish them because they're so crazy.
It's like too much.
There's just too much information. I said, really, that it worked for you that much? I said, it's hard for me to believe it. And so sometimes it's like, oh my God, I wish people are in my shoe and listen to the stories that I get every single day from my clients. Mm-hmm. It is, I cannot imagine anybody not even using this product and trying for themselves for the first time. It reinforces me and my family every single day that we are doing the right thing.
Yeah, no, 100%. I've used your product and it's fantastic. It's a great product. So we will have a link for you guys in the show notes, and probably I will have told it to you in the intro. We didn't quite have it together at the beginning of this podcast, but Nayan, thank you so much for being here. Once again, it's aurowellness.com. And the name of the book is The Glutathione Revolution, which is a great name. Thank you so much. And thank you for taking the time today. It's been a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to be here today. Thank you.
Hey guys, before we wrap up today's episode, I want to thank everyone who has left a 5-star rating and a review for the podcast. If you haven't yet left a rating and review and you love this episode, I would so appreciate it if you did. Each and everyone truly helps the overall growth and success of the podcast, which allows me to continue to bring you more episodes and helps me to help more people to optimize their health and longevity. All you have to do if you're on Apple or on Spotify is open up Apple Podcasts or Spotify and take 2 seconds to click your rating and leave even just a 1-word review. Thank you so much for your continued support and for tuning into today's episode. If you have any questions about the episode or any questions you would like me to answer on the podcast, always feel free to reach out on Instagram at Natalie Nittam. I wish you all the best this week in biohacking your superhuman performance. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode of the Biohacking Superhuman Performance Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please remember to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, because that's what helps us to be heard and to be seen. If you'd like to connect with me directly, or if you'd like to leave any comments, or if you have any questions about this episode, please reach out to me directly through my website, natnittam.com. And of course, if you're not already a member of the Biohacking Superhuman Performance community on Facebook, that's where you'll find me every day. It's a short application.
Just answer a couple of questions and you're in and interfacing with other amazing biohackers. Thanks again, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode.